Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Lamed Dalet, two lines on the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis, and the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah that we had in Daf Chavtesim Nav that stated as follows: V'chol mitzvah seish as man grama hanoshim chayobim v'noshim p'turis, chol mitzvah seish shloy as man grama echad hanoshim chayobim, v'chol mitzvah shloy seish bein shas man grama bein shloy as man grama echad hanoshim v'echad hanoshim chayobim chutz b'al takif u'b'al tashkes u'b'al tatamim meisim. Our Gemara will now go through and try to find a makor that on mitzvah say she has man grammar that women are pato, and a mitzvah say shaloy has man grammar that women are chayiv. Since really this sugya continues from this point until daf lamed hayam and aleph at the bottom, so we will learn this entire sugya in one shot, and we won't take that many breaks in order to explain various points. And hopefully at the end of the shir we'll come back to various points, but we will continue going in order to continue the flow of the gemara. And the gemara begins tana rabbanan. We learned in the brisa uzel mitzvah say she has man grammar. What are various examples of mitzvah seish as man grama, being that the Gemara doesn't say that elu mitzvah seish as man grama, and says ezel, it's not giving us all the various mitzvah seish as man grama, but it's giving us various examples, and the Gemara brings five examples: sukkah, v'luluv, shayfa, v'tzitzis, v'tfilin. And we know sukkah is a mitzvah seish as man grama because it only happens once a year, and only for 7 days. Luluv, of course, is a man grama because either it's only a chiyav midiraisa for 1 day, bigvulin, or 7 days in the base of Mikdash. Shayfa, of course, is only a 1 day Rosh Hashanah, and Benegiyah Tzitzis, of course, is a famous machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh as to the Chiv of Tzitzis and why it's a mitzvah say she's man grama. As according to the Rambam, it's Pashut, it's a mitzvah say she's man grama. As Lofi the Rambam, the only time that there's a Chiv to wear Tzitzis is only during the daytime and not at night. However, as we know, the Rosh as well as Tzitzis hold that the Chiv of Tzitzis is on any Ksus Yoyim, and even if you wear Ksus Yoyim at night, you have to wear Tzitzis, and the only time that there's a Ptur of Tzitzis is only on a Begged light law and exus light law, and if you'd wear pajamas during the day, for example, you wouldn't have to wear tzitzis on a four-cornered beged. L'chira, according to the Rosh, why would this be considered a mitzvah say she's man grama if at any time a person wears exus yoyim, and even if he wears it at night, he would still be mechuyah to wear tzitzis? And tzitzis on our amid at the bottom of the first tzitzis of dima maskel with tefillin with tzitzis, tzitzis brings va'imiri kiven shechiyuv v'talu b'mashah as man grama l'vishasa b'yoyim yesh lo lichashiv as man grama she's man l'vishasa ger. That in the chenami you'd have to wear tzitzis on exus yoyim, but the only reason why you have to wear tzitzis on the exus is because generally it's worn during the day, and therefore it's considered a mitzvah seish shez man grama ayin sham. Rashi explains that tefillin is also considered a mitzvah seish shez man grama according to the man da'omer that laila allows man tefillin. Then certainly every single day you only wear tefillin in the day and not at night, and therefore it's mitzvah seish shez man grama. And even though we don't pass like man da'omer, we hold that laila is man tefillin. However, Shabbos yonantiv is also loves man tefillin, and the mitzvah of tefillin is suspended on Shabbos Yonantiv. And Rashi explains that even though l'chiri yachayv in tefillin every single day except for Shabbos Yonantiv, and maybe that should not be considered a mitzvah say she's man grama, zok Rashi hilka kivin ikashaitiv lay mechayv boz man gramu, as long as there is a time that the mitzvah is suspended, it is also in the category of a mitzvah say she's man grama. And the Gemara continues that daf lamed dalet amud aleph ezu mitzvah say she's man grama, and what are considered mitzvah say she's man grama, mezuzah Micah Aveda Vishiluha Khan. Because these mitzvahs are a mitzvah say shalei as man grama, therefore when would we chayev to put a mezuzah on their home, to build a micah on their home, to go and do a Shabbos Aveda, and to do Shiluha Khan? And the Gemara asks, v'klalu, how can you say that the general rule that mitzvah say shalei as man grama, noshem p'turis, harim matzah, simcha v'hakel, the mitzvah say shalei as man grama, v'noshem chayobes? As we know, women are chayev to eat matzah on Leil Rishon of Pesach, and as Rashi brings down for the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, that noshem chayobes Achilus matzah dvat Torah, as the pasuk states, and therefore the hekesh between achilus matzah and achilus chametz. And we learn that kol sheyeshem about teichel chametz, yeshem b'kum achil matzah. Anyone that's in the category that they have an issa of eating chametz on the night of Pesach, and of course women are also to eat chametz, as that's a lav. Therefore, they're going to also have the mitzvah of achilus matzah on the first night of Pesach. And similarly, but again, the mitzvah of simcha on yontiv, where the pasuk says in pasuk re'ev, v'simachta b'chagecha. So it states clearly uvitecha, and therefore clearly we see that women are chayiv in simcha, and the same is b'negei hakel, where the pasuk says anoshim v'noshim etaf. And the gemara continues in es v'su, and how can you tell me a klal that mitzvah say shalei is my grama that women are chayiv, but v'ari talmud torah peri v'rivya pidina ben the lab mitzvah say shalei is my grama who v'noshim p'turis, and all these things we learned previously that the women are pata, and as we learned b'negei talmud torah the pasuk says v'lamatim oisim es b'nechem, and we learned. For Leibnei Sechem, them. The pasuk says, "Puruvu malus aris v'chavshua." And as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, that since ish daka lichpaish ve'in daka shel isha lichpaish, it's normal for a man to go to war and conquer enemies, and therefore he's chayiv in puruvu. But a woman who has not the derech to go to war and to fight their enemies is not chayiv in puruvu. And similarly, b'degei pidyan ben, we learned beforehand, the pasuk says tifta. We learned tifta tipada. We learned that nashim apata from pidyan ben, even though it's a misasei shelayas man grama, as even though pidyan ben takes place only after the child is 30 days old, however, once the chiyuv begins, the chiyuv continues throughout his lifetime, and therefore it's considered a mitzaseh shleihas mat grama. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon explains, Ein lemeinu ma'akolus v'alfilu b'makashin ha'mabechutz, that we can't learn anything from a general rule, and even if the general rule brings down the exceptions, and for example, in our Gemara, there are no exceptions brought down in our Mishnah, but l'maisa, even though the Mishnah brought down a klal, and our Mishnah stated, kol mitzaseh shleihas mat grama, nashim chayovin, nashim p'turis, and kol mitzaseh shleihas mat grama, echad nashim echad nashim chayovin, does not mean that there are no exceptions. Rabbi Yechon brings the raya, the Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Maseches Irvin, Bakoma Arvin, Umishtatvin, Chutzman Amayu Melech, that the Mishnah brings a general rule when a person is making an Eir of Chatzeris, or as Rashi says in Maseches Irvin, if he's making an Eir of Tchumen as well, or if a person is making a Shtufim of Ice, then you're allowed to use any type of product in order to join all the houses and all the Chatzeris together. Mishnah only lists two exceptions and says you can't use water or salt, and as Rashi brings down, the media the Zayin being on Vahani Zaini, as the only things you could use for a Eir of Tchumen or Eir of Chatzeris or Shtufim of Ice are only things that give sustenance, and these things don't give sustenance. As in order to create the dira and the shvisa of a person, which is the point of making an Eir of Chatzeris or Eir of Tchumen or Shtufim of Ice, can only be accomplished by using mazon and something which is immediate Zayin. And Rabbi Yechon points out, Vesuleka, are you telling me that there are no other exceptions except for Mayim and Melech, but Ikka Kmeim Patrius? But we know that you can't use truffles or mushrooms in order to make an Erev, as they're also not midah zayini. Therefore, Zakra Bechron, Ela Eilim Meidim and Aklos, Vafilu Mokshin and Vachutz. So we see that we can't learn anything from general rules, even where we give you exceptions, and even so, and not necessarily that those are the only exceptions, and there could be other exceptions. Therefore, when our Mishnah gave us a general rule that Kol Mitzvah Sesei Shes Magrama, that Anoshim Chayavis and Noshim Pturis is not necessarily a general rule, as there are Mitzvah Sesei Shes Magrama, where Noshim Achayav, for example, like Achilus Masa, Simcha, and Hakel, and there are also Mitzaseh Shleaz Ragrama, where women would be Pata, for example, Talmud Torah, Peruvia, and Pidyan Ben. And before we continue, although we mentioned Bakoma Arvin, and we explained from Rashi and Mesechtes Irvin that we're referring to Eruv Chatzeris and Eruv Tchumen, however, Taisis on our Armit states, Vlain Hira, that Eruv Chatzeris, Be'inam Pas, as Benegea Eruv Chatzeris, you can't use any food, and you have to use Pas, Lekach Nira, Bakoma Arv, Eruv Tchumen, Davka, and when the Mishnah Masechtes Irvin states by Koma Arvin, it's only referring to Eruv Tchumen and not to Eruv Chatzeris. And the Gemara continues, a mitzvah say shas man grama noshim pturis menolan. And how do we know that generally, if you have a mitzvah say shas man grama, that woman would be potter? In order to make the sugya a bit simpler, let's just understand the roadmap. And the Gemara will begin and try to learn the din that mitzvah say shas man grama not noshim pturis from Imam Metzino von Tfilin. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis will actually say that according to some man the Amrim, we can't learn from Tfilin, and therefore the Gemara will need another limud, and on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, the Gemara will finally learn this from a hekesh from Tfilin. Number two, the Gemara is also going to want to find a limud that misasei shaleihas man grama, that nashim achayiv. Once again, the Gemara on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis will want to learn this from a Imam Metzino from Meira, that we know that a woman is chayiv in the mitzvah of Meira, since Meira is a misasei shaleihas man grama, and therefore a woman should be chayiv in all misasei shaleihas man grama. And once again, according to some on the Amrim, the Gemara will say that this Imam Metzino does not work, and the Gemara will have to learn this from a hekesh from Tfilin, and we'll get to that point on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. And our Gemara now begins Gam Mitfilin, that the way we know that a woman is Pata from a mitzvah say Shas Man Grama is because we learn it from a Tfilin based on a Imam Metzino, that Ma Tfilin Nashim Patur, that just like Benegei Tfilin, which is a mitzvah say Shas Man Grama, as either Laila Lez Man Tfilin or Shabbos Yom Yontov is Lav Man Tfilin and Nashim Pata, therefore Af Kol mitzvah say Shas Man Grama Nashim Patur, the same would apply by all mitzvah say Shas Man Grama, then Nashim would be Pata. And Rashi immediately points out, L'kamon Parach, and in a moment the Gemara will ask, Adiyalf Mitfilin, why are we learning a Mamatzinu from Tfilin, Liptur, in order to pata a woman from doing all mitzaseh shes man grama, neil matzah v'hakel l'chiyuv, l'chiyuv we should learn from matzah hakel and simcha, that they should be chayiv on a mitzaseh shes man grama. Now Gemara continues, that how do we know that a woman is pata from Tfilin? Because Tfilin, Gamalom and Talmud Torah, by Negei Tfilin, we learn it from Talmud Torah, Torah as this smichas hakra from tefillin and Talmud Torah. And as we say in the Pasha Shema, v'shinatim lo v'necha v'dibat abom, and then we say ukshatim lo isal yadecha v'hilu teitofes beinecha. And in Pasha V'hoya we also say ukshatim isal lo isal yadchem v'hilu teitofes beinecham. And we then say l'matim isam esbenecham lo dabe abom, and therefore we have a smichas between Talmud Torah and tefillin, both in Pasha Shema and V'hoya Shemaya. And as the Gemara explains, mat Talmud Torah nashim p'turah, just like women are part of from Talmud Torah, as the pasuk states, v'lomatim isam esbenecham v'loy b'nei sechem. Whereas Rashi brings down the pasuk states, v'shinatim v'necha v'loy b'nei secha. Therefore, women are part of from tefillin as well. And since tefillin is a mitzvah seishes man grama and nashim p'turis, therefore we learn b'mamitzinu that women would be part of from all mitzvah seishes man grama. And the Gemara continues and asks that how do you know that women are part of from tefillin, but v'nakish tefillin mezuzah? Why don't we say that we should be makish tefillin to mezuzah? And we should say that since in the pasha of Shema the Torah states ukshatim isal yadcha v'lo teitofes beinecha, and the Torah then states uchsatim mezuzah is beisecha v'shurecha, and therefore there's a smichas between tefillin and mezuzah. And we should learn now that just like women are chayiv to have a mezuzah in their home, therefore they should be chayiv to wear tefillin. And the Gemara answers tefillin Talmud Torah iskish beim pashu rishonim beim pashu shniyah, that since we have a hekish and we have a smichas advarim between tefillin and Talmud Torah, not only in the first pashu of Shema but also in the second pashu of Shema, as we explain tefillin mezuzah v'pashu shniyah lo iskish, that the hekish between tefillin mezuzah and the smichas hadvarim between tefillin mezuzah is only in Pasha Shema and not in Pasha Vayim Shemaya. Therefore, since we have a smichas of Talmud Torah to tefillin in both Pashas, and we only have a smichas of tefillin to mezuzah in one Pasha, so therefore we learn tefillin from Talmud Torah and not from mezuzah. And just like Talmud Torah and Nashama Paturis, therefore when we get tefillin, women will also be pata from tefillin. And the Gemara continues and asks that l'chira, why do we say that women are chayiv to put a mezuzah on their home? V'nakish mezuzah Talmud Torah. L'chay, we should have a hekesh between mezuzah and Talmud Torah, since in Pasha Shavayim Shemaya, the Torah is soimich, the din of Talmud Torah, to the din of Uchsatim Mezuzah, is Pesecha Vishrecha. We should therefore learn that just like women are part of Talmud Torah, they should be part of mezuzah as well. And the Gemara responds, Leisal Kadaita, that this is not a valid limud, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk states, Benegay Mezuzah, Leman Yir B'Yumechem Uvnei V'Nechem Ala Adama. Therefore, it wouldn't make sense for us to learn mezuzah from Talmud Torah and say a woman is part of mezuzah as Gavr B'Yachai, Noshila B'Yachai. Do you think it makes sense that the Torah would require a man to put a mezuzah on his house, which will cause him long life, and women will not have that schus and will not have the mitzvah to have a mezuzah and cause them to have a long life? As l'maisa, of course, women need long life as well. And misvar, it doesn't make sense that the Torah would patent them from mezuzah. And as Rashi says, lo yisach daif lift the noshim mid the talab matan schar beribu yomim v'noshinami b'yichai. And the last tesis on the Amid in Diva Maskel Gavri b'yichai noshilu b'yichai. He asked that l'chir if we're using the svar bin the gay mezuzah in order to say that women are chayiv mezuzah, we should have the same svar b'negei Torah as the last pasuk in Pashas Nitzavim that speaks about Torah. It states kihu chayecha ba'er chemecha, and therefore we should say the same svar. Gavri b'yichai noshi loy b'yichai. And this brings two terutzim. Number one, yeshleim the kol koyat talmud Torah ala kiyam mitzvahs klima Torah mulamedus l'cha mitzvah shem chayecha, that the Torah is something you should learn in order to understand all the mitzvahs that you should do, which are your life, and therefore the Torah is not actually giving life to someone that learns Torah necessarily, and therefore you can't have this svar b'negei Talmud Torah. And then Taz says that in Chanami, this pasuk could be talking about Talmud Torah. Even so, women would not be chayiv in Talmud Torah, since we actually find a miut b'negei Talmud Torah, as the pasuk states, v'yidat l'vnecha v'loy l'vnei secha, or really, as the Gemara stated before, that we learned this out from v'shinat l'vnecha v'loy l'vnei secha, or v'lamatim isam esbnechem v'loy b'nei sechem, al mezuzah d'lekem miut klal, but b'negei mezuzah, where there is no specific miut, elo mishun d'reitzel hakish mezuzah l'Talmud Torah, reitzel lift the noshim, and the only reason why we want the pata noshim is based on the hekesh between mezuzah and Talmud Torah, and based on the smich sakra, yesh svara loyma, then the svara of gavr b'yichai, noshi loy b'yichai, and teach us that we shouldn't use the smich sakra, and we shouldn't learn the din of mezuzah from the din of Talmud Torah, and therefore women should be chayiv in mezuzah, ayin in taisis. And the Gemara now is that you're telling me that based on the mamatzinu from tefillin, we would know that all mitzvah seisha is man grama, that women are pata, and the Gemara therefore is for yisukah, the mitzvah seisha is man grama. We know sukkah is a mitzvah seisha is man grama, as the chsiv basukas teishu shivas yamim, as the mitzvah sukkah is only for 7 days, time of the kasher rechmana ezrach. And even so, the only reason why nashma pturis is because the Torah states kol ezrach be yisrael yesh v'sukkahs, and we learn out that it could have said kol ezrach and it says ha ezrach, so we learn out lahoitzis hanashim, that's coming to exclude women, that the only ones that are chayiv in mitzvah sukkah are men and not women. Halavach nashim chayaves, and it's mashma without this libud, we would actually say that nashim would be chayiv in a mitzvah of sukkahs, but l'chir Torah, it's a mitzvah say she has man grama, and we should learn from tefillin that they should be potter. And on Abaye explains, Istrich ben Gei Sukkah, we need a special limud of Ezrach in order to exclude women, as Sach Daita Chamina, Hoyo Dechsib Basukas Teshu, that since the Torah teaches you that it's a mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkah, and it says Lashon Teshu, when we learn Teshu came to do, that a person should dwell in the Sukkah, just like he dwells in his home, Madira Ishva Ishtai, just like when dwelling in your home, you dwell together as a husband and wife, as Sukkah Ishva Ishtai, so maybe Sukkah would also be a requirement to have a man and woman living together, and there would be a chiv of a woman to sit in the sukkah, and therefore the Torah had to tell us Ha Ezrach in order to teach us that women are pata from the mitzvah of sukkah. And the Gemara continues Virava Oma, and we continue on Daf Lamed Aleph Beis Istrich that we do need the pasuk of Ha Ezrach in order to teach us that a woman are pata from sukkah as Sakadai Techamina. As if we wouldn't teach you the word Ha Ezrach, we would have a Habmina Nail Chamisha Asa Michagamatzes. Since we know that we have a Gzeir Shava from the word Chamisha Asa that states Pidigei Sukkahs and the word Chamisha Asa that states Pidigei Chagamatzes, and therefore, just like we learn other dinim that we compare Pesach and Sukkahs, we would also extend that Gzeir Shavah, and we would learn Malalon Nashim Chayavis, just like Benegeya Matzah on Lailu Rishon of Pesach Nashim Chayiv Matzah, as we stated before that Kol Sheyeshtem about Teichel Chometz Yeshtem Bekumachol Matzah Afkan Nashim Chayavis. So also over here Benegeya Sukkah, woman would be Chayiv to sit in the Sukkah, and therefore Zok Rava Tzricha. That is why the Torah specifically had to say Benegeya Sukkah, the word Har Ezrach, in order to teach us that women are Potter from Sukkah. And the Gemara continues and asks a similar question that L'chair, since we just stated that Noshima Potter from Mitzvah Seisha is Man Grama based on the Ma'am Mitzinu from Tefillin, but the Gemara asks, Vare Ria, the Mitzvah Seisha is Man Grama, that Ria is a Mitzvah Seisha is Man Grama, and Noshim should be Potter, the time of the Kos Rachman is a Chucha, and the only reason why women are Potter from coming and doing the Mitzvah Ria is based on the fact that the Pasuk states in Pashat Mishpatim, Shalosh Pam Bashana, Yira, Kol Zuchucha, El Pnei Adin Hashem, L'hoitzi HaNoshim, and that comes to exclude women. However, without this exclusion, Noshim Chayavis would be mashbar that Noshim would be chayiv, even though it's a mitzvah say she's an grandma. And why can't we learn it from a mamitzinu from tefillin? And the Gemara answers Istrich that we actually need the pasuk of zechucha in order to teach us the din b'degei riyah as salkadai techamina. As you may have thought, nail of riyah mehakal, that even though the mitzvah of riyah is a mitzvah say she's an grandma, will we learn it based on the din of kakel where it's a mitzvah say she's an grandma? And even so, women are chayiv, as we know the pasuk says b'vayikal yisrael le'roi. He says, "Play Hashem alekecha," and he uses lashon riyah. And over there, the pasuk says, "Hakel sa'om ha'noshim va'noshim v'taf v'gerach Hashem b'shirecha." And therefore, we see that women are chayiv, even though it's a mitzvah seisha is ma'grama, and maybe the same would apply to the mitzvah of riyah itself. Therefore, solely on a mamitzinu based on tefillin, we would not be able to learn that noshim apata from the chayiv of riyah. And that's why we have the pasuk of zechucha to teach us that only males are chayiv in the mitzvah of riyah, and women are apata from the mitzvah of riyah. Before we continue, let us get our bearings. We know that women are pata from wearing tefillin based on the smichas of psukim of tefillin to limud haTorah, and therefore we wanted to say that we, based on the mamitzino, we would learn all mitzvah seishes man grama from the mitzvah of tefillin, and women would be pata. But lemaisa we know there are other mitzvah seishes man grama where women are chayiv. For example, hakel simcha and achilas matzah on leil rishon of Pesach. And the Gemara will now go through that. Why is it that we will learn a mamitzino from tefillin if l'chayu we should be able to learn a mamitzino either from simcha from Hakel or from Matzah, that women should be chayiv in all mitzvah seishes man grama, just like the chayiv in the mitzvah of Hakel, Simcha, and Achilas Matzah on Leil Rishon or Pesach. And the Gemara now is, al defino mitfilin leptura, why is it that we learn all mitzvah seishes man grama, that Noshma Potter, based on the fact that the Potter by tefillin, and based on the fact that tefillin is learned from Talmud Torah, Neil Misimcha L'chiyuva, why don't we say that women should be chayiv in all mitzvah seishes man grama, and we should learn it based on Mamatzinu, that we find Benigeya, the Shami Simcha, and Benegei the mitzvah of Simcha and Yontiv, that women are chayiv even though it's a mitzvah say she has man grama. We should learn that women should be chayiv in all mitzvah say she has man grama. And the Gemara answers Amar Abaye. Abaye explains Isha Baila Misamcha, that even though there's a mitzvah for a woman to have Simcha on Yontiv, however it's not her own personal mitzvah, it's actually a mitzvah on her husband that he should be Misameach. Rashi says Baila Misamcha in chayiv Simcha Tluyaba El Al Baila She Simchena Kari Bei V'Simachta. Even though the pasuk in Pashu East states V'Simachta B'Chag and it seems clear that there's a chiyuv of simcha on your daughter and on a woman. However, that is not actually a chiyuv on them. The chiyuv is actually on the father or the husband to be mesameach his daughter and his wife. And therefore, Abaye explains that we can't learn out from the mitzvah of simcha anything b'negei the dinim of a woman b'negei a mitzvah shas man grama. As einachnami, really a woman is potter from simcha as well. And the Gemara continues and asks that that's very good b'negei someone's daughter and their wife. However, Almana Mayiklamema. What about Almana? We're going to know the Torah states specifically in that same pasuk that there is a chiyuv of simcha for an Almana, and she doesn't have a husband, and therefore it must be that the chiyuv of simcha is on the Almana herself. And l'chayr we see that by mitzvah seish hazman gomor that women are chayiv, and l'chayr we should learn from there to ma'amitzinu to all other mitzvah seish hazman gomor that women should be chayiv. And the Gemara answers b'shuri etzloi in the chenami even b'negayah Almana is not a chiyuv on the Almana herself. It's telling us that anyone has this Almana at his home in order to take care of her as she is an ani, he would have to make sure that she has the proper the items in order to be mesamecha. And as Rashi says, and Ayin Isha, where he is that it seems from Rashi that a husband will be mesamecha with Michael Mishta and Kli Pishtan, and Zok Taisis that is only a din when there's no Beis Hamikdash. However, if there is a Beis Hamikdash, the chiyuv of simcha is actually to bring a shalmei simcha and to eat basa, and as we know, ain simcha el bebasa, and therefore at the end of Taisis he states, "Umefarash Rabbi Yantam, Isha Baila Misamcha b'shalmei simcha shaloi, shachayv mutal sa baila, the chayv to bring a shalmei simcha is on the husband, uva amana al sheshruya etzloi, aval he gufo loy mechayv elasuya shalmei simcha, but a woman is not chayv to bring her own shalmei simcha." Gemara continues, "V'neil mehakal, that why do we learn the din of noshim that can be potter from mitzvah seishes mangrama from the din of tefillin? If l'chayv we should learn from hakal that we know the pasuk says b'voy kolisol liroyso pnei hashem lekecha v'makom hashiyivcha, and the pasuk says hakal sa'am ha'noshim v'ha'noshim v'ataf. We know that although hakal is a mitzvah seishes mangrama that noshim achayiv, and therefore we should learn b'mamitzinu to kol terekula then all mitzvah seishes mangrama that noshim should be chayiv. And the gemara answers mishum to having matzav hakal shneiksu v'avon kechod v'chol shneiksu v'avon kechod im lamdin. Because while it's true that women are chayiv in hakel, but they're also chayiv to eat matzah the first night of Pesach, and both of them are mitzvah seishes rangrama, we have a cloud that when you have two psukim that come together in order to teach us one halacha, that we can't learn from there to other places in the Torah, and therefore we can't learn from matzah and hakel, and nashim should be potter from all mitzvah seishes rangrama. The Gemara now is, ihachi, if you're telling me that chol shneiksu v'avon kechod im lamdin, tefillin v'riya nami shneiksu v'avon kechod v'im lamdin, that how can you learn the din of mitzvah seishes mangrama that nashim patur is from the din of tefillin, if l'maisa we have two limudim then nashim are potter by mitzvah seishes mangrama? And number one, we learn tefillin from Talmud Torah that women are potter from tefillin, and we also learn b'negeiria that the pasuk says zechurcha, and we learn that only males and not females, and therefore we have two psukim that are coming to teach us that nashim patur is by mitzvah seishes mangrama. L'chayr, how can you learn based on the mamatzina from tefillin that nashim are potter by all mitzvah seishes mangrama if we have a klal shneiksu v'avon kechod? And the Gemara answers, but again, in mitzvahs of tefillin and riya, it's not considered shteksu and bon kechod because both of them are tzrichi, as both of them are needed. The ikas rachman of tefillin, as if the Torah would only tell us that women are potter for the mitzvah of tefillin, the loy kas of riya, and it wouldn't teach us the din of riya. Have a mina nail riya riya mahakal. Then we would have a hamina to learn the word riya from the word of riya by hakal. And just like b'negei hakal, women are chayiv for hakal, even though it's a mitzvah she says mangrama. Therefore, they'd be chayiv b'negei riya as well, and that's why we have to teach you zechucha because rachman and if it would say Zechucha b'negei Riya and wouldn't tell us the din of tefillin, and as Taisus explains that certainly the Torah would have to tell us the mitzvah of tefillin, but we didn't have to put it right next to the words of Talmud Torah, and we wouldn't be able to learn it based on a smichas hadvarim, and we wouldn't be able to say that just like women are part from Talmud Torah, therefore they're part from tefillin, we wouldn't be able to learn the din of tefillin from the din of Riya, because Havamina, Akish tefillin mezuzah, then we would think that we would be Makish tefillin to mezuzah, as the smichas hadvarim would be between tefillin and mezuzah. Since women are chayiv mezuzah, as we learned on Amud Aleph, that gavra b'yichayi, noshim loy b'yichayi, therefore one may think that women would be chayiv in tefillin, therefore tzrichi, we need the pasha of tefillin to be put next to the din of Talmud Torah in order to teach us that women are part of tefillin, and therefore it's not considered shteksu v'mon kechod. And as Rashi says, tzrichi l'michta p'tur b'tabayu d'loy gemir me'adadi, as since you can't learn one from the other, hilkach lav l'meimer de'im l'amdim ichta b'tabayu, does not teach you guys that you can't learn from them, ela mishnum loy have a gom echad mechavrei k'nim and therefore we can learn all other mitzvahs in the Torah that are mitzvah seishes rangrama that nashim apaturis based on a mamatzino from tefillin, that since women are potter from tefillin, therefore they're potter by all other mitzvah seishes rangrama. And the Gemara continues and is ihachi matzav hakel nami tzrichi, that l'chari you're telling me that matzav and hakel are shneiksu v'mon kechod and therefore im lamdin, l'chari maybe we also needed the limud of matzav and hakel as well, possibly we needed both of these limudim, and therefore now we should have a question as to how we could learn the din of mitzvah seishes grandma from tefillin and riya, if we should be able to learn it from matz and hakel, and we should say that nashim achayiv and all mitzvah seishes man. Truma, just like the Chayiv on Matzah and Hakel. And the Gemara will explain that Matzah and Hakel are not actually both needed, as L'may Tzrichi, why would we have to say both Pashas of Matzah and Hakel in order to teach us that we're not Chayiv by both Matzah and Hakel, as Bishlemi Kosra Rachman Hakel V'loi Kosra Matzah, as if we would only have the Pasuk B'negei Hakel that says that women are Chayiv and wouldn't tell us that women are Chayiv and Matzah have Mina Nail of Chamisha Asa Mechagel Sukkos, then we would actually say that maybe we would learn Xer Shava of Tesvav from the Din of Sukkos, and just like B'negei Sukkah, women are Potah because it says Ha'ezrach, so one may think that women are also Potah from eating Matzah on Leil Rishon and Pesach. Therefore, the Torah had to teach us Leisechel of Chomet Shivas Yom and Teichel of Matzahs in order to compare the Din of Achilus Matzah to the Din of Batechel Chomet, that Kol Sheyeshlo Batechel Chomet Yeshlo Bekom Achol Matzah. And whenever the Gemara continues, all the Torah had to teach us is that women are chayiv to eat matzah, and you wouldn't have to teach us that the chayiv in hakel va'no'amina, and we would understand, and even if the Torah would just state hakel sa'am ha'noshim va'ataf, we would already understand that tefillin chayavim, if even children are chayiv to come to hakel, noshim le'koshkin, and certainly women have to come to hakel, hilka chavalu beis k'suvim v'onkechav v'emel amnin, and by the fact that the Torah had to say the word noshim, so it must be the Torah trying to tell us that these are shnei k'suvim v'onkechav, and therefore you shouldn't be able to learn from here that by all mitzvah seh shazman grama, then noshim achayiv. And therefore, although we have certain mitzvah seh shazman grama, we're noshim apotah, and we have certain mitzvah seh shazman grama, we're noshim achayavis, we learn the din of kol atar kula and of all mitzvah seh shazman grama from the mitzvah tefillin b'mamitzinu, tefillin and riyah are not considered shtei k'suvim b'onkechad, and therefore we can learn from tefillin, even though we find that by matzah and hakel, which are mitzvah seh shazman grama and noshim achayavis, we can't learn from there to kol atar kula. Those two mitzvahs are considered shnei k'suvim b'onkechad be'im melamdin, and the Gemara now continues and knocks off this mamatzinu, and the Gemara states hanich lemanda ame melamdin, and of course this only works out according to Rameo, who hold that when you have shtei k'suvim b'onkechad is e'im melamdin, therefore b'negei all mitzvah seh shazman grama we could only learn from tefillin and we can't learn from matzah and hakel because that is shtei k'suvim b'onkechad be'im melamdin. However, el lemanda ame melamdin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, hold that shtei k'suvim b'onkechad is melamdin ma'ik lemeima. We have a bit of a dichotomy over here, as we have two different ways that we could learn to all of the mitzvahs in the Torah. Either we could learn all mitzvahs seh shazman grama from the din of tefillin and the din of riyah, and we should say that just like b'negei tefillin and riyah, that women are potah, therefore they're going to be potah on all mitzvahs seh shazman grama. Or we should learn from matzah and hakel, and we should learn that just like women are chayiv by the mitzvah matzah on hakel, even though the mitzvah seh shazman grama, therefore women should be chayiv by all mitzvahs seh shazman grama. And therefore, l'chari, at this point, we're stuck, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, who learns that even when they are shnei k'suvim b'on kechad, you could still learn from both of those psukim. At this point, the Gemara doesn't have a makar that women are potter from mitzvah shei shezman grama, a coin Rabbi Yehuda hold that shnei k'suvim b'on kechad is melamdin. And the Gemara will now take a break for a moment from this idea, and the Gemara will come back to this point. And eventually, on daf lamed hey amud aleph, the Gemara will actually state that the way that we know that women are potter from all mitzvah shei shezman grama is not from a mamatzinu from tefillin, but from a hekesh from tefillin. Therefore, this question will not be applicable. Before the Gemara gets to that point, the Gemara goes through another point, and the end result will be that the Gemara will have to come on to the same teretz, and therefore the Gemara now takes a break in the action. We will get back to this point on daf lamed hey amud aleph, and the Gemara continues visu, and let us ask another question. If we're going to say that the only way that we understand that women are part of a mitzvah seh shezman grama is based on a mamatzinu from tefillin, then a mamatzinu is the shvach limud, and we would only understand that it only teaches us b'negeira dinam of mitzvah seh shezman grama that women are part of, but it can't teach us anything but the geira din of mitzvah seh shleizman grama. And therefore the Gemara asks, how do we know that women are chayiv by mitzvah seh shleizman grama? And the Gemara answers, the alef b'mayra, that we learn it from the din of mayra, as the pasuk states ish imay v'avet tiro, and even though the pasuk says ish and it's mashma only a man and not a woman, but the pasuk also says tiro, which is lashon rabim, and therefore we learn out that women are chayiv in the mitzvah of mayra. And once again we learn a ma'amitzinu ma'amayra noshim chayoves, just like b'negei the mitzvah seh shleizman grama mayra, that women are chayiv af kol mitzvah seh shleizman grama noshim chayoves, also b'negei all other mitzvah seh shleizman grama women would be chayiv. Ayin the Tesis points out that we could have learned this from a mamatzinu from a mezuzah, that just like a mezuzah, which is a mitzvah seh shleizman grama, and women are chayiv, and therefore women are chayiv in all mitzvah seh shleizman grama. And as Tesis states, v'yesh lema da havin matzilim ema di'alfin mezuzah v'chav minayu nakat, and the Gemara only takes on one of two. And Tesis asks, v'im taima im kain havin mayu mezuzah shnei k'suvim b'on kechad v'im lamdin. So if so, then how can we learn from the din of mayra if mayra and mezuzah are shnei k'suvim b'on kechad? L'fi Rabbi Yehuda, we have a cloud that shnei k'suvim b'on kechad is im lamdin, and ayin Tesis, why it's not considered shnei k'suvim b'on kechad, and the Torah had to teach us the din that Noshim Achayavis by Misase Shleihas Nangama, both Benegei and Mezuzah, as well as Benegei and Meira. The Gemara continues that how can you tell me that we learned the din of Misase Shleihas Nangama from the din of Meira, but Lachir we have a competing limud, and Veneil Mital Matera, and why we learn all dinim of Misase Shleihas Nangama that women should be pata, just like the pata from Talmud Torah, as the Pasuk taught us, Vilamatim Oisim Es Benechem, Veloi Benesechem, and the Gemara answers, Bishum Dhavalei Talmud Torah, Per Viruvia, Shneiksu Abon Kachod, the Chol Shneiksu Abon Kachod, Eim Lamdin, as at least the Quintra Meya, Talmud Torah and Per Viruvia are two psukim that are coming together to teach us that women are pata, both from Talmud Torah and Per Viruvia, even though both are Mitzase Shleihas Nangama, and therefore we have a klal, the Chol Shneiksu Abon Kachod, Eim Lamdin, and we can't learn from Talmud Torah to the din of all other Mitzase Shleihas Nangama. And that's why we specifically learned the dinim of all other mitzvahs shleihas mangama from the din of Meira and not from the din of Talmud Torah. Ayin tesis at the bottom of Amid, where he asked, how did Gemara say v'neil v'talmud Torah that we should learn the din of mitzvahs shleihas mangama from Talmud Torah and not from Meira? If l'chayra, since we have competing limudim, l'chayra we should learn from Meira that there's a din that you are chayiv, then to learn from Talmud Torah that you can be pata, as we know the klal that kol hecha de ikal k'shuy l'kul l'chumra l'chumra makshinan. And ayin tesis where he brings two trutim, and the first taras that Tez brings is v'amaram that the Gemara felt it's more mistavra to learn from Talmud Torah, kivin eshchan the noshim peturis mitzvah yikar v'chaviva ki Talmud Torah, that since we find that the Torah say that women are pata from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even though it's such a chashva and such an important mitzvah, dinu shi peturim b'chol hashar shalei hazman grama, and therefore we should learn from there that women are pata from all mitzvah shalei hazman grama, ayin and tesis as to his other two trutim. We continue in daf lamed heil manal. And the Gemara is that the only reason why you're saying that you're not going to learn the din of mitzvah shleihas mangama from Talmud Torah is because Talmud Torah and Per Viruvia are shneiksu and bon kechad and imalamdin. However, the fact the Gemara Rabbi Yechon ben Breka the Oma al shneimu ime vayivarech isam alakim puruvu that Rabbi Yechon ben Breka hold that women are achayim puruvu, and as the pasuk states that Kadosh Baruch Hu bench both Adam and Chava and he said puruvu so ma'ikel meima. So now the din of Talmud Torah and puruvu are not shneiksu and bon kechad because the Maisa, even though the woman is pata from Talmud Torah, they're not pata from Puruvu, and Lachari, why don't we learn the din of Mitzvah Seh Shleihas Mangama from Talmud Torah? And we should say that just like women are pata from Talmud Torah, they should also be pata from all the other Mitzvah Seh Shleihas Mangama. And the Gemara answers, Mishum Dhabi Talmud Torah, Pinya Ben, Shneiksu Abon Kechad, the Chol Shneiksu Abon Kechad, Eim Lamdin, even according to Rabbi Yechon Mareka, there are two psukim that refer to Mitzvah Seh Shleihas Mangama and teach us that Noshim are pata, and therefore we can't learn from those. As we already mentioned, the Torah taught us by the Talmud Torah that women are pata, even though it's mitzvah seh shleihas mangama, as the pasuk states, "Ulamatim oisim es bneichem v'loy bnei seichem." And similarly, the Torah teaches us by the gei pinya ben, which is a mitzvah seh shleihas mangama, that the pasuk teaches us tifta tipada, that women are pata from the chiyuv of pinya ben, and therefore kol shteiksu and bon kechad eim lamdin. Once again, we can learn from Talmud Torah pinya ben, and therefore we learn from mamitzim from meira that women are chayiv in all mitzvah seh shleihas mangama. And the Gemara continues and is. So Rabbi Yechon ben Breka Nami that Lachir according to Rabbi Yechon ben Breka we have another problem that Nahavi Pre-Rivia Meir Shneiksu Abon Kecha Ve'im Lamdin that Lamaisa according to Rabbi Yechon ben Breka we have a pasuk that teaches us that women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Puruvu, and we also have a pasuk that teaches us that women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Meir, as the pasuk says Ish Imay Ve'Aviv Tira'u. Therefore, just like we said that you can't learn the din of mitzvah seh shleihas mangama from Talmud Torah because Talmud Torah and Pinya Ben and Shneiksu Abon Kecha and Kol Shneiksu Abon Kecha Ve'im Lamdin. Therefore, similarly, we should not be able to learn from the din of Meira that women are chayiv by mitzvah shleihas mangama because kol shteiksu abon kechad is eim lamdin. And the Gemara answers, although Talmud Torah and Pinya Ben are shteiksu abon kechad is eim lamdin, however the two psukim of Meira and of Piri of Yerubia are not considered shteiksu abon kechad that eim lamdin, because trichy we need both of those psukim, as the ikas rachman of Meira is the Torah would only teach us that women are chayiv in Meira but like kasa Piri of Yerubia and would not teach us that women are chayiv Piri of Yerubia. So have a mina v'kavshu am that since the Torah says v'kavshua, we the Rabbanon actually learned that the only one that is chayiv in Peri Rivia is a man and not a woman. The only one that is chayiv in Peri Rivia is only those that is the derech to go out to war, as the Rashi says, "Dakel l'chabish es ha'aretz b'mechama ve'in dakel shelisha." And it's not normal for a woman to go out to wage war. One may have a meaning that since a woman doesn't go to war, therefore she would not be chayiv in Peri Rivu. That's why we need the pasuk of Yivarech Hashem Elokim Puruvu to teach us that women are also chayiv in Puruvu, and to teach us that chayiv in this mitzvah seh shleihas mangama. And the Gemara continues, and if the Torah would have told us that a woman woman is chayiv and pruvu, like kasa meira, and would not teach us that a woman is chayiv and meira, have mina, we would think, but again, meira, and a woman is not chayiv in the mitzvah of meira, ish the sipa biyati lasis in, as the only one that would be chayiv in meira and in kibud aveim is only a man, as Rashi says, sipa biyati lasis l'chabit is aviv, and she'in imis achirim love, therefore only a man would be chayiv in meira and be chayiv in kibud aveim, however, isha the in sipa biyati lasis loy, however, when a gay woman, where it's not always in her control to be able to do meira or to be able to keep kibud aveim, as she has family responsibilities and she has responsibilities towards her husband, and even if she's not married and keeping in tzibah beyond the last is like the sky of cloud, so maybe the Torah said that no matter what, a woman is not chayiv by mitzvah of meira or mitzvah of kibud aveim, and therefore tzricha, that's why the Torah had to tell us ish imay va'av tiro, and we use the lashon rabbim to teach us that women are chayiv in the mitzvah of meira, and therefore the Gemara says tzricha, that's why we need both psukim, one b'degei peri rivia and one b'degei meira, and therefore it's not considered shteksu rambam kechad, and that's why we could learn the din of mitzvah say shaleis man grama from the din of meira, and just like a woman is chayiv in meira and a chayiv in the mitzvah say shaleis man grama, therefore the chayiv in all other mitzvah say shaleis man grama. However, as the Gemara already explained, we can't learn a mamatzinu either like the Tanakama from Puravu and from Talmud Torah, because the shteksu rambam kechad and the coin from Beicham Rebbeika, we can't learn from Talmud Torah because Talmud Torah and Pidya Ben are shteksu rambam kechad and chol shteksu rambam kechad ein lamdin. And the Gemara will now continue and ask a similar question to the question that we asked on the bottom of Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, where the Gemara wanted to learn the din of mitzaseh she'es man grama that noshim are pturis from a man mitzinu for tefillin. And the Gemara ended off that according to the man d'amar that shteksu rambam kechad ein lamdin l'chayu, we have a competing man mitzinu, as we could learn from the mitzvah of matzah and hakel that women should be chayiv in mitzaseh she'es man grama just like the chayiv in matzah and hakel, and according to Rabbi Yehuda hold that shteksu rambam kechad is melamdin, so why can't we learn from matzah hakel and therefore we knocked off the mamatzinu? Therefore our Gemara now asks a similar question on the mamatzinu that we just had in the game mitzasei shaleiz man grama. We want to learn from a mamatzinu that just like we find that women are chayiv by meira, which is a mitzasei shaleiz man grama, therefore women should be chayiv in all mitzasei shaleiz man grama, and we would have learned from Talmud Torah either because Talmud Torah and Puravu is the shleksu rambam kechad, or because Talmud Torah and Pidya Ben are shleksu rambam kechad ve'im melamdin, and the Gemara continues. So therefore, this mamatzina works out according to the mandamah that says that shteksu rambam kechad ein melamdin, and therefore we're going to learn from meira and not from Talmud Torah. And the mandamah melamdin, but according to Rabbi Huda, who holds that shteksu rambam kechad could still be melamdin, Michael Mema. So l'chur we have competing mamatzinus. Either we could learn from the din of meira, and we would learn that nashim would be chayiv and mitzvah seish leiz ban grama, or we could learn from the din of Talmud Torah, and we learn that since it says b'negei Talmud Torah pidya ben, that although it's a mitzvah seish leiz ban grama, that nashim apturis, that maybe nashim should be pata from all mitzvah seish leiz ban grama. Therefore, at this point in the Gemara, according to the Ma'ad Omar, that shneksu amon kechad is melamdin, we don't have a makar to teach us that a mitzvah seish leiz ban grama that nashim apturis, and we also don't have a makar that mitzvah seish leiz ban grama that nashim achayavis. The Gemara now answers both b'negei and mitzvah seish leiz ban grama and b'negei the makar from mitzvah seish leiz ban grama that amar rava papano yad lalo taima da milsa umana rab acha beyakov. Rab acha beyakov, who is called the person from papanoi, he knows the idea and the reasoning behind this, as Amakra, the Pasuk states in Pasuk Boy, V'hoi l'chola ois al yodcha, ulizikaram b'ini necha, l'man tiyah teres Hashem b'ficha, hoksha kola teres kula l'tfilin. And from that Pasuk we see that the entire Torah is compared to tefillin, as the Pasuk starts off speaking about tefillin and says, V'hoi l'chola ois al yodcha, ulizikaram b'ini necha, and the Pasuk ends off, l'man tiyah teres Hashem b'ficha. And therefore we learn out, ma tefillin mitzaseh is man gama v'nash b'turis, that just like b'negei tefillin, women are pata from tefillin, as we compare it to Talmud Torah based on the smichas hapsukim. Therefore, af kol mitzaseh she'es man grama nashim p'turis, we learned this based on a hekesh that all mitzaseh she'es man grama women would be pata. And Rava continues with mitzaseh she'es man grama nashim p'turis, and since we find that nashim pata by mitzaseh she'es man grama mechlad mitzaseh she'es man grama nashim chayaves, then nashim would be chayev by all mitzaseh she'es man grama. And Rashi is bothered that in the Chanami we have a hekesh between tefillin and the rest of the Torah, but l'chayu we also have a binyanav that we saw by matzah and hakel that the din is that mitzvah seish she'es man grama that women are chayiv, and maybe we should learn all other mitzvahs from matzah and hakel. And zok Rashi v'leishav kinon hekesha, certainly we would not leave a hekesh which is a much stronger limud v'gamrinim v'binyin av mi'matzah v'hakel is man grama v'loy mi'talmud Torah v'pinyin ben l'shalei as man grama, and we will learn a ma'amitzin from talmud Torah v'pinyin ben v'negei mitzvah seish she'es as man grama. And therefore from this hekesh we learn out the makar both that women are potter by mitzvah seish she'es man grama and that women are chayiv by mitzvah seish she'es man grama, unless of course the is the specific makar in the Torah, for example, by matzah and hagel to teach us that women are chayy by mitzvah seisha is mangrama, and for example, by Talmud Torah and Pinya Ben, we have a specific makar to teach us that although generally women are chayy by mitzvah seisha is mangrama, but benegay Talmud Torah and Pinya Ben, they will be potter. And the Gemara continues, and yes, on this limud that Rav brought from Papunoi, Hanich l'manda omah, tefillin mitzvah seisha is mangrama, this works out very well according to the manda omah that hold that tefillin is a mitzvah seisha is mangrama, either because Laila is lav zman tefillin, or because Shabbos Nyotiv is lav zman tefillin. And once we see that women are potter from tefillin, which is a mitzvah seisha is mangrama, so we learn the chor terkula that women are potter from all mitzvah seisha is mangrama, elamanda omah, tefillin mitzvah seisha is mangrama, ma'ikla meima. But according to the shita and the manda omah, mesechtes Shabbos and mesechtes Erev, that holds that tefillin is a mitzvah sei, shaloyaz mangrama, and you chayiv at night, and you also chayiv on Shabbos and Yotiv, how we know that all mitzvah sei shaz mangrama, that women are potter, as l'chayr, you can't learn it from tefillin. And the pashas, the Gemara's question should be that l'chayr, since we see that tefillin is a mitzvah sei, shaloyaz mangrama, therefore women should be chayiv to wear tefillin. Therefore, what is the makar that women are going to be potter from a mitzvah sei shaz mangrama? And this is how the Sanhedrin Rishonim learned the Gemara's question. However, Ayin Rashi, that he says, that l'chayra, since tefillin is a mitzvah sei shalei hazman grama, and women are still potter, so we should be able to learn the opposite, the shalei hazman grama, noshim paturis, that women should be potter from all mitzvah sei shalei hazman grama, and as he points out, and then we would learn that all mitzvah sei shazman grama, women would be chayiv. The Mefarshim discussed that how could it be that Rashi would say that tefillin is a mitzvah sei shalei hazman grama, that women would be potter, Ayin Shom. Gemara answers, man shamal eidom, tefillin mitzvah sei shalei hazman grama, rabeya, that in the chenami, who is the man da'omer to hold that tefillin is mitzvah sei shalei hazman grama? That's going according to the Shita Rameya. As Rashi explains, the Rameya actually doesn't have to come on to the Hekesh that Rav brought from Papunoi and from Rav Acha by Yaakov. Rameya actually learns that the way we know that a woman are part of a mitzvah sei shalei hazman grama is based on a man mitzinu from Ria, that since we see that Ria is a mitzvah sei shalei hazman grama, the Torah states zechucha, we exclude women from Ria, therefore, just like the potter from Ria, which is a mitzvah sei shalei hazman grama, therefore women are going to be potter from all other mitzvah sei shalei hazman grama. Even though, as we learned earlier, the matzah and hakel are also mitzvah sei shalei hazman grama, and women are chayiv, and therefore l'chayr, why don't we learn from a mamatzino of matzah and hakel that women should be chayiv in mitzvah sei shalei hazman grama? However, Zaka Gemara, the Ramea also hold v'savalash neksuva von kechot im lamdin, and he's the man that hold that we have two psukim that come together that we can't learn from them, and therefore although matzah and hakel are mitzvah sei shalei hazman grama and noshim achayoves, we can't learn from there as the Mishneksu Abon Kechad Be'im Lamdin, and therefore the only way that we can learn the din of mitzvah sei shalei hazman grama is from the din of Ria, and since women are potter from Ria, which is the mitzvah sei shalei hazman grama, therefore women are potter on all mitzvah sei shalei hazman grama. The Gemara continues that we still have one last detail to clarify. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, hold that when you have two psukim that come together, for example, like matzah and hakol, they can learn from them, and he also learns tefillin mitzvah sei shalei hazman grama. So ma'ikel meima, that since tefillin is mitzvah sei shalei hazman grama, therefore you can't learn the hekesh of Papunoi, and you can't learn the hekesh of Achba Yaakov from tefillin to kol terkula, because tefillin is mitzvah sei shalei hazman grama. L'chayr punk faket that according to Rabbi Yehuda, he should actually learn from matzah and hakel, and we should learn from a mamatzino that just like matzah and hakel are mitzvah sei shalei hazman grama, and women are chayiv, therefore women should be chayiv in kol terkula on all mitzvah sei shalei hazman grama. The Gemara answers, mishum davoy matzah simcha v'hakel shloisha ksuma abon kechad v'shloisha ksuma abon kechad im lamin, as although Rabbi Yehuda holds that when you have shtei ksuma abon kechad im lamin, however Rabbi Yehuda agrees that once you have three psukim that come together in the Torah, then we do not learn from them to call a Torah kula, since the Torah teaches us three times that by mitzvah sei shalei hazman grama that women are chayiv by matzah, by simcha, as well as hakel, if we can't learn from there to call a Torah kula, and we learn the din of call a Torah kula from the din of Ria, and just like b'negei Ria, which is only one pasuk, and the Torah teaches us that by mitzvah sei shalei hazman grama that nashim are pturis, therefore by all other mitzvah sei shalei hazman grama in the Torah, nashim would be pata, aside for those mitzvahs where the Torah specifies that women would be chayiv, for example, matzah, simcha, and hakel. And even though earlier the Gemara stated that simcha is not a mitzvah on a woman, and it's only a mitzvah on her husband, however, as Rashi says, kabaya, the Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like a baya, the amaleel, isha baile misamcha, and therefore there are three psukim, the abon kechad, and a melamdin. And I entice the Dima Maskul, Mishum to have a simcha, matzah, hakel, shleshu, ksum, abon kechad, where he is, the lechira, now that we're learning from a mamatzino, so we only have a mamatzino, bin igea mitzvah seishas mangrama, that nashim would be potter, but lechira, how we will learn that nashim achayiv on mitzvah seishas mangrama, as as L'chayra, in that case, we wouldn't have Shleish Ksulam HaBon Kechad. And L'chayra, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should be able to learn from Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen, a woman should be potter by a mitzvah say, Shleih HaZman Groma, Ayin and Taisis, and we will stop over here.